Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, May 6th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepare these messages from our home here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, USA. Today it's another overcast day, and both of us are feeling the effects of age and probably the persistent humidity we've had, but we want to be overcomers. Today's message is simply titled Foolishness. And if you were to go to our site today, you would see a truly foolish picture. At the beginning, a picture of a pineapple that Brooksine has placed a face on. But that's not the type of foolishness we're talking about today. Our scripture texts are from 1 Corinthians 1, verse 19, and 1 Corinthians 3, verse 19.
For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. The intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God.
Several years ago, Esther was at Children's Hospital in Boston to have her pacemaker replaced. At that time, I met a couple of young ladies who had grown up in the church I pastored in New England. We met on the campus of Harvard University. I actually took a photo of Sarah and Nikki beside the John Harvard statue in Harvard Yard, which is seen on the post today. Well, in 1638, John Harvard, a devout minister of the gospel, died at 31 years of age and donated some money and about 400 books to a new college that had just been established in 1936. This was the beginning of the library at the new school, and in 1639, the school was named after him. Of course, we know it as Harvard University.
The college's Rules and Precepts of 1646 reads like it could have come out of a devout Bible college, and I quote it, "Let every student be plainly instructed and earnestly pressed to consider well the main end of his life and studies is to know God and Jesus Christ, which is eternal life," John 17:3, "and therefore to lay Christ in the bottom as the only foundation of all sound knowledge and learning. And seeing the Lord only giveth wisdom, let everyone seriously set himself by prayer in secret to seek it of him," Proverbs 2:3. "Everyone shall so exercise himself in reading the scriptures twice a day that he shall be ready to give such an account of his proficiency therein, both in theoretical observations of language and logic, and in practical and spiritual truths, as his tutor," and that is capitalized, "shall require, according to his ability. Seeing the entrance of the word giveth light, it giveth understanding to the simple." Psalm 119, 130.
If you were to read that on the site today, we've left the spelling up as I found it on a website. Of course, spelling changes through the years. Well, when Harvard was founded, its motto was Veritas Christo et Ecclesia, or Truth for Christ and the Church. Its crest, and we actually have a photo of the crest up on the site today, showed three books. One face down to symbolize the limitation of human knowledge. But over time, that book has been turned face up to represent the unlimited capacity of the human mind. And the motto has been changed as well, simply to Veritas, or Truth. Well, now, of course, Harvard is a bastion of secularism, although there is still an active group of Christian students on campus.
Well, regardless of where we live, we encounter the secularized, quote, wisdom, end quote, that prevails in our postmodern culture. This wisdom that infected Harvard many years ago is now rampant in our culture and is impacting many Christian colleges and churches who are forsaking the wisdom of God for the wisdom of this world. Sometimes, Stephen and I, as we talk about it, it's as though our head spins as we see the rapid decline and the accumulative effect of years of living according to the ever-changing human philosophies of this world.
We must heed the scripture warning in Colossians 2, verse 8, which states, "See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world, rather than on Christ.
The daily verse that we share is such a powerful expression, and I read it again, for it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate. Paul is actually quoting Isaiah 29:14 in the Old Testament, thus the expression, it is written. In this window of time, we live in the wisdom and intelligence of the world. It seems so prevalent, but God's promise stands. It will one day be destroyed.
The other verse we use today is from chapter 3, verse 19, which states, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. The Apostle Paul is saying that wisdom from a human, worldly standpoint is foolishness to God, who is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Human-based wisdom does not form a bedrock foundation of genuine truth.
We want to know the ways of God, who is all-wise, so that we recognize this foolishness, even though the world through academia, political, cultural, or even the entrenched religious circles may be saying that it's wise. Our hearts are gripped this morning by a rather obscure statement from Daniel when he writes in chapter 2, verse 21, he gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. Well, we say amen. May God give us this wisdom and discernment today.
We want to continue to grow in our understanding of God's ways. And that begins when we recognize that ultimately all wisdom, apart from God, is foolishness. This day, join us in seeking to know the Lord and His ways better.
Let's pray together. Father, when we gave you our heart, we made the willful choice to no longer conform to the trends and philosophies of this world. Instead, we ask you to daily renew our minds so that we see this world and its philosophies through the eyes of Christ. We are put to the test daily in deciding what is truth and what is error. May your holy word be our reference point and your spirit be our guide as we are exposed to countless philosophies based on human understanding and the basic principles of this world rather than your eternal foundational truths. Sharpen our discernment and grant us courage so that we readily know truth from error and are fearless in saying so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, a bit of a heavier lesson than usual today. We do post these, of course, each day on the website as well at dailyencouragement.net, along with some photos today. This is the message, again, we have prepared for Wednesday, May 6th, 2009. We also have a couple of songs we suggest that we feel goes with the message, as well as some of the source material I used regarding the study of Harvard. And it, to me, is an interesting example of where things can go, knowing its godly foundations and how apostate it is right now as a college. We also today have a cute picture of our dog, if you're interested in looking. Roxine is planning and preparing for a mother-daughter type function next week in our church, and it has to do with fruit, and she has a photo up. We have a photo up today of a pineapple with a face on it with these goofy professorial type glasses. Well, early this morning, as Darren placed the glasses on Roxy, we all got a kick out of it. We have a photo to share of Roxy with these glasses, and we think she kind of looks smart with them on, doesn't she? Mm-hmm. At least as smart as some people look. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to serve faithfully the all-wise God.